I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Ukraine's USB security service is claiming responsibility for a bomb that killed a senior Russian general outside his apartment in Moscow Tuesday. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces, and he was killed by a bomb today, one day after Ukraine's security agency charged him with using banned chemical weapons during Russia's military operation in Ukraine. A Ukrainian official says the country's security service carried out the attack, and the bomb, which was hidden in a scooter outside Kirillov's apartment building in Moscow, went off as the general left for his office. His assistant also was killed. Kirillov was under sanctions from several countries, including the UK and Canada, for his actions in Moscow's war in Ukraine. I'm Donna Warder.
Top officials from the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt have resumed their mediation efforts in recent weeks and reported greater willingness by Israel and Hamas to wrap up a ceasefire deal for Gaza. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
In a key concession, Hamas officials say they're prepared to show more flexibility on the timing of an Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza. Officials on both sides have cautioned that key details are still to be worked out, but there's a general sense of optimism that's been lacking for months. Hamas appears more isolated after Hezbollah's ceasefire with Israel, and Iran, a key backer of both militant groups, has suffered a number of setbacks, highlighted by the downfall of its close ally, Syria's Bashar Assad. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Egyptian and Hamas officials said the agreement would take place in phases and include a halt in fighting, an exchange of captive Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, and a surge in aid for Gaza. This is VOA News. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck Tuesday just off the coast of the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. A tsunami warning for the island nation was called off less than 2 hours after the quake. The earthquake was centered 30 kilometers west of Port Vila, the largest city in Vanuatu, a group of 80 islands that's home to about 330,000 people. The quake was followed by a magnitude 5.5 aftershock near the same location. Reports of widespread destruction began to emerge on social media hours after the quake. Dan McCary is the media editor of the Vanuatu Post, and he told the Associated Press there was a building in the center of the city that was flattened.
I did speak with a police officer at the gate of Vila Central Hospital. He told me that there was one confirmed fatality, and I saw for myself a mass casualty treatment center being set up outside the emergency ward of the hospital.
The head of the Asia-Pacific Regional Office for the Red Cross told the AP the earthquake was one of the worst she had seen in the region in 20 years.